Apples and cherries, not just for pies anymore. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A fruit producer sees new markets in what were traditionally dessert fillings. American Farm Bureau's Tracy Grandin reports.
Ben LaCrosse, a fruit producer in Cedar, Michigan, and chair of the American Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, grows about 5 million pounds of cherries and 1 million pounds of apples each season. With the new health-conscious attitude sweeping the nation, Ben says consumers are thinking about fruit in a whole new way.
I don't know if our market has increased, but our market has shifted quite a bit. Especially cherries have always been traditionally a dessert fruit, and we understand that people are becoming more health-conscious these days. And cherries are a very healthy fruit. In fact, they're loaded with antioxidants, and that's what gives the red pigment in the cherries their color. And so we've seen people shift more so to eating cherries for their health benefits and moving away from cherries as solely a dessert item.
LaCrosse says even restaurants have picked up on the new consumer demand.
I think when you look at even quick service restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King, they're giving fresh sliced apples as an option for their kids' meals, and even for adult meals, you can buy fresh sliced apples. And I think that's really good that people are starting to associate eating fruits and vegetables with quick service restaurants, and it gives them an opportunity to have that snack or that meal on the go.
LaCrosse has recently started selling apples for fresh bagged salad blends sold in grocery stores.
It was a new market that opened up this year for a processor that I had worked with in the past couple years. And so they worked with some of their growers to target specific varieties that hold up well when they're sliced and put into bags with salads. And so we harvest those varieties to their specifications. And as we speak in Grand Rapids, Michigan, they're slicing them and chunking them for a bag salad blend.
Tracy Grandin, Washington.
Well, there's definitely a growing demand for more fruits and vegetables all across the country. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.